Okay, we left off last week. We were talking about the sugya of Masaschem. Such it didn't even exist. So the Gemara was discussing the potential requirement for ownership of matzah vis-a-vis the sugya of matzah Shemaisa Sheni. So in the world view of Rabbi Meir, that Shemaisa Sheni is Ramon Gavoa, it was not going to be a Chiyot Chalon, you're not going to be able to say Dalaminim in it. So the Gemara extended that by saying that you can't be Yotze matzah either. So the Gemara said, what do you mean? Mixer matzah mitam slacha. It doesn't really say it, but it says it because it's a very shav that compares challah to matzah. So just as the challah does din of arisus eichem, so to by matzah, there's a din of quote unquote matzaschem as well. And again, whether that's relevant for us lemaisa or not is all different story. So first of all, even though we follow Rabbi Meir, but from the previous sugya, even though we follow Rabbi Meir, the Rambam understood still there is no really chisaron of lachem in terms of matzah sheni. So the particular case that the original sugya was talking about in terms of requiring matzah lachem may not be true. But the Rosh was the one who extrapolated from here. That's really where we left off last week. The Rosh says that even with the Don, even the Rabbanan, even the non-Rabbanan people, there is a significance of the requirement of lachem by matzah, and that din of lachem plays out in terms of disqualifying matzah gezula. So halacha ma'is, if a guy eats matzah gezula, he wouldn't be yaitzeh, says the Rosh, on the level of deraisa, because it's tantamount to being a chisaron of lachem, it's the same as a lulav hagozel. So we left off at the end of the shiur last week with just the ha'ara that the Ritva had against the Rosh, that he doesn't think the case exists, that there could be a din of lachem for matzah fitful tomorrow, but he doesn't see how that's going to play out lamaisa, because once a person steals matzah, he starts to chew the matzah, and ain't l'chashin egrol l'mizeh. So we pass Kachin is kind. The whole Kachin is not kind that we can discuss, but we pass Kachin is kind. So since we pass Kachin is kind, so obviously it's going to belong to him. Once it belongs to him, it's not going to be any different than the Gemara says by a Lula. The Gemara says, if you steal the Jewish Indian, also I say the mitzvah of Lula. So how in the world is Matzah going to be any more, the din of Lachem and Matzah, not going to be any more common than the din of Lachem by Lula? So the Ritva thought just the case, just practically didn't exist. So we're not sure what the answer to that question is, but we're going to go on to pose another question. And a very famous question on this Rosh is presented by the Sheges Aryeh. So Sheges Aryeh is a whole arichos discussing the pros and cons of this Rosh about the din of matzaschem, the din of disqualified Zula. The Sheges Aryeh presents the following question. He says, I don't understand. The entire source for the din of lachem by matzah is ultimately only derived from challah. Because again, as the Gemara says, it doesn't say lachem, it doesn't say matzaschem. Everything is hinging upon the comparison to challah for resistance. Says the Sheges Aryeh, I don't understand. The challah itself, what would the din be? If a guy has a stolen dough, what would the din be? So he's chayv challah. The halacha is the parish is chayv challah. So the portion is chayv challah. So you're, why? Because I'm not sure. But you're going to tell me, says the Sheges Aryeh, you're going to tell me that matzah gezula is the equivalent of an Issa Gezula. And just as an Issa Gezula, there's no Chiyav Chala, supposedly, that's what the Rosh is saying, so too Matzah Gezula is not acceptable for Matzah. But stop. Wait a second. That's not right. The Issa Gezula itself is, in fact, Chayeves in Chala. So if the whole Drosha to extrapolate Matzah is from Chala, and Chala itself is Chayev if it's Issa Gezula, the whole thing is not true. The whole Shibutar of the Rosh clearly is not true. That's the Shagasai's catch. How did the Shagasai know for a fact that Isak Zula is in fact Chayavas, Vishtei, that Isak Zula is Chayavas? So we dug up a Gemara in Masechas of Akama. Gemara of Akama, that's Tari Dahl. We spoke about this Gemara already many times. So comes the Gemara of Akama, the third of the Gemara of Akama. If a fellow steals a measurement of wheat, tochina, he grinds it up, losha, he kneads it, viafon, he bakes it, vivish medachal, he's not fishchal from it, keitzim mevarach, oy, 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 how can he make a brach on this? Ain't the mevarach l'minai, fazen em v'tzeh brach nitz Hashem. So the theme of Belez ben Yaakov's braisa is to comment that this fellow is running into a brick wall in terms of his brachas. Because after all, he's doing something that's wrong. He stole something, and stealing something is a nios to the Ben Shalom. So therefore, there's something very, very problematic with his bracha. You may remember back to earlier sugyas, it was a major machlokes the Rambam derived. What was the problem exactly with his bracha? Who remembers? Who remembers machlokes the Rambam derived? Because Oh, so backtrack a little bit. So the Rambam has a general sheet that you can't make brachas on Isurim. You can't make brachas if you eat treifa food in, you can't make brachas if you eat stolen goods. You can't make brachas. Finish, end of the discussion. And if you make a bracha on stolen or treifa food, mamash bracha levatol. It's not chal on Hashem bracha, it's Hashem Shemayim levatol, it's a niyot, it's not a bracha. That's the famous sheet to say Rambam. And the Rambam got it from his Gemara. Case of Mavach, and Mavach, and Mennonites, the guy's mamash, that's called the niyot. So the Ravid says, Mohayud Mamir. The Ravid learned the Mishnah in the seventh type of brachas that says that if three people are eating tevel, they're not mitzaref lezimun. And the Rambam learned that means they're not mitzaref lezimun because they're not benching. And the Ravid learned, no, they are benching. Why they're not mitzaref lezimun? Remember? Because it's not called the Rechilas what? Keva. Keva means three guys sitting down together, we're having down, we're having a chabura. We're having a chabura when you're eating behepta, when you're all eating treif, so the Torah doesn't consider that, the Lach doesn't consider that the Rechilas Keva. So according to the Raiva, that you do have to bench. If a guy ate tevel, say by mistake, then he has to shav. He ate tevel, so about he has to bench. Says the Raiva. What's pshat in this brayso when it says angel b'varach elam benayit? So who remembers the alternate pshat in this brayso? What? If a Muslim was saying, how dare you set up a situation where you're going to be benayit kodesh baruch hu? Are you chayav to make a bracha? Of course you have to make a bracha. This is the Raiva that you don't make a bracha if you didn't have it, because you want to aver, what leads you, what gives you right to do another aver. Of course you have to make a bracha. But the Braisa is bemoaning the fact this is not a Rambam Hilchas Bracha talking. This is a Rabbeinu Yonah Hilchas Shari Tshuva talking and screaming at you. What a maneuver, what a mushchas. You think you're doing a great thing, we're making brachas. Look at your terrible brachas. And me, Seshach, do you have to make a bracha? Of course you have to make a bracha. Why not? Make a say, you have to make a bracha. So there's nothing to be shown that we've shot in this Gemara. But that's not even the part that Shagatai is picking up upon. We don't really care about the brachas right now. What part are we going to mediaic on? What interests us in terms of Asugya? The guy stole the wheat, and he's being mafish chal. The Braisa is only bemoaning or contemplating whether we should or should not make a bracha on the fresh chala, but the fact that he has to be mafish the chala, the Braisa says, lo shav yafav hifish v'n chala, v'anis chayv in chala. So Dr. Shagas Aya, you see from this Braisa, that stolen goods are chayv in chala. And if stolen goods are chayv in chala, then the nail, they're yetzim matzah, because the whole drasha to exclude matzah shed shaloi is ultimately derived from chala. That's just like kasha. So the emes is this really, really a powerful kasha? The way we presented this kasha, is this an accurate kasha? Who remembers a little bit of a throwback to this brisa? Well, why would we be discussing making a bracha if he wasn't chayv in chala, that's mamash bracha. Yeah, the pasha, the bracha is, unless you want to say it, Ketz Mavarach, the Mavarach is going on the Hamotzi. Okay, maybe. But the simple pshat of the Braisa is, the Braisa is taking the protocol, Hippish Menachala, to say the guy, he's a tzaddik, he's a ganav who's a tzaddik, it sounds like he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. So, wait. So we have to take a step back and wait a second. We have to reanalyze that Braisa in the Mavakam of Tzadi Dalad to appreciate whether the Shekhisai's question is really a justified question or not. So this is a throwback to the Yudin Serpeth, with Chazor, guys. Who remembers the two ways of Rabbi Kama Tani Dalas to read this Braisa? The Gemara itself has a Machlekes how to read this Braisa. Why is the Gemara Rabbi Kama Tani Dalas talking about this? About the Sugi, about a fresh Eschala. What was the theme of Tani Dalas, who remembers? What? Shini Koyne. So the Gemara Tani Dalas in Rabbi Kama begins to collect Tanoim who deny Shini Koyne. A whole bunch of Tanoim who don't buy into the idea of Shinui being Koineh. And one of the Tanoim, my quote is, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. Because after all, if you really hold Shinui's Koineh, so then what? So, what's the problem? What are you kvetching about? What are you bemoaning making a bracha now? What are you telling me you can't make a bracha? You did a Shinui already. You were already Tochana, Lasha. And come on, these are serious shinuyim. Once you grind grain, it's a shinish and a chayz lebriyah, you're not going to turn the grain back into grain again. So there's no question this constitutes a shinuy. So the Gemara says, "Oh, Rabbiye, kasavar v'loz min Yaakov shinuy b'mkay b'yaymei. V'loz min Yaakov must be one of those tanoim who holds that shinuy is in fact not koine." That was Abaye's version of v'loz min Yaakov, which Rava was doich. Who remembers? Do you remember the dichoy? What did Rava say? Liyaylam kasava Rav Lesbin Yaakov. What? Let's chazer it again. No, chazara. Liyaylam kasava Rav Lesbin Yaakov. Shina is kaina. But what? Even though Shina is kaina, you still should make a bracha. Why? Because of what magic words? It's a mitzvah b'veira. You
You're making a bracha on stolen things. Even though you're right, you're technically kaina, but still you shouldn't make a bracha on it. So the Gemara had a machloikes within Rav Loz ben Yaakov. What did he say? So Rav Loz ben Yaakov, you have like machloikes, a happy machloikes, it's like grandchildren machloikes. So Rav Loz ben Yaakov made one statement. All he said is that it's a menaitz, right? So we had a machloikes what that meant, according to the Rambam, you know, Eina Mavarech, according to the Ravid, Mavarech. Okay, so it doesn't really matter for us what that means. But now we have a further question. Whatever that means, what is Rav Loz ben Yaakov holding about Shinui Kona? So one thing the Gemara says is, Rav Loz ben Yaakov must be saying that Shinui Eino Kona. Because if he would be holding Shinui Kona, what's the problem? Nothing to worry about. He says, no, it's not true. The Baha'i speaking. Rava says, Shinui is Kona, and we still have a problem. Who remembers now the 2 days in Tosfos about what the problem is? We have a lot of different possibilities in this statement of Rav Yaakov. A very, very loaded statement. Tosfos, the Kasha. No, what was the Kasha? Rava says, Liyaylam Kasava, Rav Lozvin Yaakov, Shinui is Kona, Yafa Pichain, is a problem, it's the Rebbe Aveira. Frank says, the Kasha. What's that again? That presentation of Rava. What did the Gemara Sukkah say? The Gemara in the Sukkah says of Ankari, the Gemara says once you're kind of a Shinoi, what falls by the wayside? Mitzvah Bavera. There's no promise of Bavera anymore. But how could Rava pull off and say, Shinoi Kaina, but it's still a problem of Mitzvah Bavera? What do you mean? Post Kinya, there's no Mitzvah Bavera. So what were the two answers to that? So we get two answers to that. Oh, so maybe brachas are different. The brachas are even more common than mitzvah b'aveira. Or maybe what? Maybe it was a what? Maybe when Rava said, Shinui Kona, it's the mitzvah b'aveira, it was just a what? Yichui b'yama. I said, it was a dichui b'yama. It wasn't really true. Rava was just saying, don't bring me a raya. Off the record, it's really true anyway, but don't bring me a raya. I could possibly be doich, even though the dich is not such an ayay dich. Again, those are 2 days in Tosfos. So, wow, Rav Loz ben Yaakov, this is a very, very complicated statement. What Rav Loz ben Yaakov says was, Harei Zim Ben Naim. After Rishon learning, he's giving a halacha. After Rishon learning, he's giving a Musa Shmuz. Abai is saying he's Paskir Shinui in the Kona. Rav is saying he's not Paskir Shinui in the Kona. Within Rav, we have 2 days in Tosfos. What exactly he said? Well, this is very, very complicated. So in this middle of this complication, Shagasai says, aha, one thing for sure, I don't care what you hold about this box, one thing for sure is Isik Zulus Chayavis Bechala. Not true. Not necessarily true. Nope. Fill in the gaps, what they say. The Shagasai's derivation, he's derived from here, the Isik Zulus Chayavis Bechala, that's only true if what? If this is still a what? In Isa what? In Isa Gzula. It is only in Isa Gzula if you hold whose version of Rabbi Loz ben Yaakov? If you hold Abaye's version of Rabbi Loz ben Yaakov. If you hold Abaye's version that Shini and Kaida, so it still belongs to the who? Still belongs to the original guy. And what? And when I'm being Mapishchala on stolen goods. Gavalt Keshrigin, being Mapish Khan stolen good, what do you mean Mapish Khan stolen good? Hamtar Risa Seichem. Zetman Fendor, that somehow, for some deep dark secret, Risa Seichem doesn't exempt Kazula. Somehow it exempts Maisa Shani for some strange reason, but it doesn't Mafkir the Chi of Chala from Isa Kazula. If you hold like Rava, that Shini is Kleina, this is not an Isa Kazula anymore. This is Lachem. This belongs to the Gazlan. He's going to pay back cash for it. So the Shagasai's whole raya is only for one time. It's not a bad raya. Still a good raya. We still have to appreciate the raya because you have to understand the b'rais of Be'emifir by Be'emifir Rava. But the Shagasai's Shukutay, the Isik Zulus Chayeves, only makes sense in the worldview of Abaye's way of reading this b'rais. Huh? That is still b'life, that it still remains an Isik Zulus. According to Rava, it's Dishkin Isik Zulus. Okay, good. So now that we did a little bit of work, a little bit of surgery on Rav Loz ben Yaakov, we got the two Tzadon, we got the two Abayis and Ravas, we got the two Tzadon and Tzadon, and we got the Raya. Everything is good. Everything is wonderful. We have a good Raya. So Taka's a good Raya. So what would the Rosh respond to this Raya? How could the Rosh claim that a Dovra Gozel is somehow is mufka from matzah, which by definition means it's mufka from challah. How can that be? If I challah goof, it's chayev as imchal.
Can't you enter even into a guy like this specifically versus in Yaakov who holds shina and gona?
No, no, no. If once it's shini is kona, then it's yours, right? Then it's not gogol anymore. No, no, but the rush is coming up with some kind of a case. The rush is saying there's a psul called matzah gzula. That means you weren't kona yet b'shinui, and it's still possible it's matzah gzula. So, frek the shek is, how could that be any different than isa gzula, which is still gzula, according to Abaye, and you are chayav in chala? That's the
question.
Whether or not we paskid shina koin is not relevant. That means, at the end of the day, the Gemara is saying when something is still labeled as a davar hagozel, whether that means there was a shini, whether that means there was no shini, those are the details in a shini koin. But the basic underlying principle is a davar gozel called the risa sechem or not? So the Gemara says the Farish is called the risa sechem, even though it's stolen. And the Rosh said it's in effect not called the risa sechem because they say you can't be yotzei matzah with it. That's the kasha. The details of the shini koin are not relevant. So what's chat in the rush?
Might you steal a whole matzah, not you made any kind of shinui that's
the thing that always attacked? But I just say, I have a piece of matzah in front of me that's a davar hagozel. I have a dough in front of me that's a davar hagozel. So the Gemara says the Farish that the dough in front of me is a davar hagozel, still chayav in challah. And the rush is saying the matzah in front of me that's called a davar hagozel is not yetzei matzah. How could that be? No, no, but Abaye, this is Abaye, the rice from Abaye. Abaye says she didn't kind of. The only reason why the Gemara said you're taking challah after baking it, so Tosfos writes, because some doughs are not chayav in challah after the bake, the batter. You mentioned this on Wesley. But it's nothing to do with the Hashem. What's Pshat in the Rosh?
There's no shina in regards to challah.
So?
But what do you mean? The matzah.
No, the Rosh is clearly assuming that chewing up your matzah is somehow not a shino. We don't know why that's true. We threw our hands up on Thursday and we told everyone to have a good Shabbos. We don't know the answer to the Rosh.
Yeah,
but the Tachlis, according to the Rosh, I'm eating matzah. Was I cutting the matzah? No. I wasn't going. If I was cutting the matzah, then the Rosh is wrong. It's not matzah gzul anymore. So I wasn't cutting the matzah and I'm still not yetzer. But the Gemara says in Bava Kama, I wasn't cutting the Isa and I'm still mafresh challah. That's the cash, right? So comes to Nesivus, and he says he doesn't think it's a cash. And he says Mekor Chaim. Nesivus wrote Mekor Chaim in Chos Pesach. He wrote Lechavis Das in Yerodeya. He wrote Nesivus on Chesh Mishpa. So comes the Balan Nesivus, and he says he doesn't think it's a cash. Says that the reason why the Isa is chayev asim chala is not mitam the gazlon, but mitam the what? Mitam the nixal, because the Isa belongs to the nixal. When you pass in a shaylach as chala, you're not just talking about one person. The Shaila of Challah is relevant to everybody. Namely, is there somebody here who can call this Isa their own? If there's one Jew in the world that can call this Isa Arisa Seichem, then the Melech Tevel, the Melech Chayv in Challah, the Melech, every person can eat from that Isa until someone's Mafish Challah from it. So comes the Nesivus and he says, even though it doesn't belong to the Gazlan, because in the end of the day, shin is in a kind, according to Abaye, shin is in a kind, so it's still called Nisa Gazula. So you're right, says the Nesivus. Mitam the Gazlan, it's Tachan, not Chayv in Challah, not a Risa Seichem. But Mitam the Nigzol, it's Chayv in Challah. And since Mitam the Nigzol is Chayv in Challah, the male of the Gazlan has the right to be Mafish Challah for him. So he states in the Nesivus. Asha'inke, when it comes to Matzah Gazula, who are we being down on? There's only one person asking the Shiloh. Who's the person asking the Shiloh? The guy what? The guy who's eating it. Who's the guy who's eating it? He's the what? He's the Gaza. Is it called his matzah? No. The same way it's not called his Isa. It's not called his matzah. The fact that Isa Gezula happens to also be Chayiv and Chala, that's not Mitam the Gaza. Mitam the Gaza is Taka Nismati. Mitam the Gaza is Taka excluded. It's not called Arisa Seichem. It's not called Matasche. The only reason why it's still blight by the Chiv, it still remains in the Chiv, by Chala, is because it's Logora from the Nigzel's Matzah. So the Nigzel has to be Mafish Chala from it. So that's the answer, says the receiver to the Shagas Ayis Taina against the Rosh.
The Chavimishana on the Rosh says that he's answering the question, why does the Rosh need to say that you're not Yotzei Matzah because of Matzah Gezula if it's a mitzvah Baba Avera? And he says that ordinarily the Rosh holds a mitzvah Baba Avera only applies to the Gazlan, but here the fact that you're not Yotzei in Matzah applies to everyone.
Okay.
Would that be against it?
Whether or not that's true is a different story, but it's not going to impact us at all. It's not going to impact us.
Because he says, even we just said that.
Chiv and Chala comes beside the Nigzel. The Nigzel is for sure Chiv and Chala. It's his Arisa.
The Nigzel is different than like someone else.
It's his Isa, yeah. Of course he's Chiv and Chala. That's what the Nisib is saying. Of course it's his Isa.
It doesn't have to be the
Gazan. Yeah, no, forget about it. It's an important akuda, but it's not relevant. It's another possible answer of a different issue in the Rosh. It's not going to help you. Nope. Who likes to tell us? How come the Sheikh Saad didn't see this coming? Sheikh Saad, who called that cooler? He didn't see this coming.
According to the season's answer, if you flip it now in regards to matzah, why does this answer have to affect our answer in regards to matzah? In regards to matzah, we're dealing with the nigzal.
No, but the gazlan's just the shayla. There's only one person who wants to know, am I Yotzei Matzah? The guy who's eating the matzah.
You can't make a Gzeira Shavah because in regards to the Chala.
You're right, the Gzeira Shavah is still intact. Why? Because.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to, is what I'm saying.
No, you can make the Gzeira Shavah. I'll tell you why. Because in both cases, the Gazlan doesn't have a Chiyuv. The Gazlan can't be Yotzei Matzah with this, and the Gazlan's not really Mechuyuv in Hafrashas Chala. The fact that the Isa, Lemaisa, has to have Chala taken off of is not Mitam the Gazlan, it's Mitam the Nizal. So now when it comes to the mitzvah of matzah, you can't talk about the mitzvah, it's not relevant, it's not a player here. So matzah and challah are identical. Arisa Seichem is a peitef in challah, and Arisa Seichem is a mefkah, the mitzvah of matzah. When it comes to challah, there's another mechayev, that's Arisa Seichem of the nigzol. No? What's the weak? What's the controversial point in this thesis? Give me a hint. It's something to do with the Ketzais. Let's start thinking again. I'm Rabbi Yechanan, but Bekamas and Mechaz, I'm Rabbi Yechanan, Gezav on Asi Yashua Bailim, Shnei Memecha Magdisha, Izel Efisha Ene Shaloi, Izel Efisha Ene Bishusoi. So the Nigzel can't be mocked or something either. Remember the steering Ketzais? When you have something that's Shaloi Ene Bishusoi, it belongs to you and the Mamris. Your title, you got the name on it. Your name's still on the title. Lamaisa Tena B'Shusai. Is that suffice for Dinim of Lachem of the Torah? Dini HaTorah of Lachem, are they covered by something that should love Yana B'Shusai? No? It's a Sirik Tzaisim. No? Tzais by Tzitzis said that, no, it's not called Lachem Tena B'Shusai, like Hefker, it's not called Lachem, not called Ksuska anymore. Oh, but the Tzais by way, by Esrig, the Ritva, Na'afri, the Yasugit, Lamanei, says that just because it's Asaba, no, it's and just because it's Shalai Vienna Bishu, so that's still called Lachem. That was the Steve, that was the Meshach Terbach son, that was the discussion that we had at the Chasana. That was the controversial issue that he wanted to answer, I thought was not right. So Rabbi said, how could the Nesivis turn around and tell me a story? No. The Chiyuv Chala is Neveya Mitam the Nigzol. Not Mitam the Gazlan, but Mitam the Nigzol. What do you mean? Klapi the Nigzol, it's what? It's Shaloi Vela? It's Shaloi Vienna B'Shusai. Right? Klapi the Nigzol, it's Taka Shaloi Vienna B'Shusai. So, if you really believe that a Dovra Gozol was not called a Risa Seichem, so that it's not a Risa Seichem, not Mitam the Gazlan, nor Mitam the Nigzol. So how the kushul duch the shitaka be potter from chala, but the gemara from the parish it is chayiv in chala. So the deceivist parrot was assuming like one of these ketzaisim. He was assuming that all the peturim, all the mafkiyim of lachem Only mafkia from the person who it's not shaloi. Aber the fact that something is not bershuso, that's lo malach lo meifet. That's still called the mishasechel. It's still called lachem. So that nesivus as teretz was assumed like one of those two pesukim. Whereas now it's nitan le'amir. The reason why the Sheikh Isaiah wasn't even going to that teretz, he was thinking like the other side. He was assuming that the nigzol. You're going to bring the nigzol into the picture. You're going to tell me the gazlan is potter because it's not a risasecha, but the nigzol is chayev. What do you mean? The nigzol is also not chayev. Because it's not a risasecha of his either, because it's not pishusa. So back to square one, Rabbi Isai, we have a Rosh's statement, and we have the Ritva's ha'or against the Rosh, that there's no case, because you always carry a bishini l'didon. And then you have the Sheikh Isai's bomb, ka'ashai isa gzul is chayevet. And we had the possible answer of the nesivus, which is a controversial answer, depending on those two ketzayis and mechram. But lamais, at the end of the day, we have a lot of kash on the Rosh. The Rosh says, the Rosh allowed to say what he's allowed to say. He's not bound to Ritva's kashas, the Sheikh Isai's kashas. The Rosh said what he said. But it has to be a risasech with somebody. So point to me a person. If a goy makes an isa, it's not a chayv and chala. It's not enough just to say there's a dough that's made in the world. It has to be a dough that belongs to the risasech. So point to me who is the risasech of this dough. I need a person who owns this dough. Because you wonder, how could the gaza be mafresh chala? That's a whole other story. That's a chiyash. That's a whole other ball game. So everybody say, the Rosh sticks to what he says. And he goes on and he says a very strange statement. The Rosh says, everyone saw the Rosh inside. The Rosh says, not only am I right, but he writes 5 lines from the bottom, V'chein kosva Rambam zal. Dina de miyetze matzik zula. He says, the Rambam said the same thing. Don't blame it on me. Don't ask questions against me. It's the Rambam said, I'm on the same team as the Rambam. The Rambam says the matzik zula is no good. Is that right? Is that an accurate portrayal of the Shittas Rambam? It depends what part you think he's portraying. Is he 100% accurate that the Rambam says that you're not Yotze Matzik Zula? Absolutely. Is the reason why the Rambam says you're not Yotze because of the reason of the Rosh? Because it's not called Matzaschem? What's the answer? Absolutely not. Take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam in the 5th of the Rambam Kermis. In Paris, Vav Allah Chazayim V'chazchom Tzimatzah. Ein Adem Yaitzei Yedecha Vasa B'yachilas Matzah Shiyasur Eloi. Person cannot be Yaitzei Mitzah Matzah if the Matzah is also to him. Kigon Sh'achot Tevel O Maisa Shein Shlet Nitzru Masai O Sh'gozla. The Rambam gives you 3 examples why you're not Yaitzei. Of what case you're not Yaitzei. It's Tevel, that you didn't take off Legamri. Or you took off Maaser Risha, but you didn't finish taking off Trumas Maaser. He's right out of Gemara's Pesachim. Osha Gazla, or you stole it. So in all these cases, the Rambam says you're not Yotzei. Presumably for the same reason. The Rambam is lumping it together for the same reason. So Taka, what is the reason that you're not Yotzei for eating Maaser Shaltevel? What is that? That's the reason why you're not Yotzei? Komata Shiasur Aloi? Because it's also there. And what do we call that? What, 3 magic words? It's above Aveir. Now, who remembers the throwback to Kamsugya's back a long time ago? Who remembers the controversial Rambam about this very topic? This very Rambam was controversial. One thing about Pesachim, Shetz Chazer for a second. The Mishnah Pesachim says, if you eat matzah shel tevel, what does the Mishnah say? Mishnah Pesachim, the Fun Mishnah, what does it say to them? Hey, ochel matzah shel tevel lo yotza. Why? What's the suwas that you're not yotza? Who remembers? Come on. What does the Gemara say? What is the Gemara says a pasuk. What's the pasuk? L'soichel alav chametz v'shom tochel alav matzahs. Only a matzah that's also mishum chametz is good for matzah. Matzah that's also for another reason is not included in matzah. Right? Remember that? So it's made out of chametz made dagon. It's made out of avin, made out of oats, whatever it's made out of. That's how we got about the chicken box. So we got into trouble with the chicken box. Okay. So, but I was right about the oats or avina. Oh, you didn't hear that part? Okay. Okay, yeah. I think my Latin, great deep knowledge of Latin, so, all right, okay. So the Mishnah says you take wheat flour, mix it with water, bake it in under 18 minutes. It's got everything going for it, but it happens to be tevel. What's it then? You're not yet. Mishnah, the fair, you're not yet. So the Gemara says, Miran immediately, how do you know? Tiasa Kosa. Because it says, L'sorecha chametz, v'sorecha matzah. Only something that's also mishum chametz can be potentially be matzah. This tevel is not also mishum chametz. In fact, the Gemara, why not? Why isn't the tevel also mishum chametz? What does the Gemara say? Hamani, Rabbi Shimon, he, the leisle, what? It's the chalitz. Rabbi Shimon holds that the second nisr can't be chal on the first nisr, even though the second nisr is what? Chametz is nisr kaila, maybe with nisr mice, have different reasons. Rabbi Shimon holds that eichel nevelim yom kippur is not chayv kari, only chayv halachah. Rabbi Shimon is the biggest denier of Yisachal Lisser. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the Mishnah makes a lot of sense, which in fact led some Rishonim, who remembers, good chazara, hopefully good, who remembers, which led some Rishonim to conclude that what? That we who don't paskin Rabbi Shimon, don't paskin like the Mishnah. That was the Ritva. Maybe so Ritva himself. But the Rambam, notwithstanding the fact that the Rambam doesn't pasuk Rabbi Shimon, he does quote the Mishnah. So what's pshat in the Rambam? So the simple conventional wisdom of the Rambam was that even though the Gemara links this to the sugya of Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, there may be another reason lurking in the background. Why you're not? You say, what's that other reason? Simple, straightforward. What? It's above you there. I mean, Iri had a different pshat, but we're going to go down the regular conventional wisdom that the Rambam is that even though the Gemara does seem to say another reason, but there is another valid, equally valid reason as well, and that's ultimately how the Rambam talks, the mitzvah of everything. Finish. So when the Rambam is writing here in Hukos Chametz Matzah, Perek Vav, about all the applications of this principle of mitzvah of everything, disqualifying matzah, the Rambam felt compelled to give three cases. One was tevel, one was quasi-tevel, my submission shall nitna through masai, and one was gezela. Gezela. That's not the reason why you're not Yetzir Matzah Gezula. The Rush said you're not Yetzir Matzah Gezula because of what? Because it's not called Lachem, it's not called Matzahachem, not a reason to say Chem. And the Rush is quoting the Rambam to defend his theory. Is this a good defense? There's a palindic Rush. Because the Rush is right that the Rambam says it's no good, but the reason the Rambam says is Kamech Mizuch Naira from the Rush. It's, if anything, a disagreement, it's a contradiction to the Rush. The Rambam Dafka said it's not true. The Rambam says you're not Yaitz and Matzah Gzul because of a different reason Lagamri. It's above your favor, nothing to do with Arisa Seich, what are you doing Matzah? Zero, zippo. Maybe because the Rambam is bothered with the Buzz Kashmir, he's bothered with the Shem. I don't know what led the Rambam to say what he said, but I can tell you for sure what the Rambam didn't say, he didn't say the Rush. So the Rush is really a pillar. But the Rush is quoting the Rambam to support his din, albeit fully aware of the fact that the reason that I'm giving is Lagamri different. So everybody say now we have to give some, I don't know, equal time, but a little bit of time for the Shita Seh Rambam. So the Rambam's telling us that the reason why the matzah is no good, stolen matzah is no good because of its above there. Where did the Rambam get that from? Is there any source in Chazal for this? There was a source, it was Yerushalmi. So the Magid Mishnah quotes Yerushalmi, the sixth of the Maamar Kohenes. Magmisha and the Rambam quotes, Rishami Tani, Matzah Gzula Os Levarach Aleha. So Rishami starts out by saying, you can't make a bracha on Matzah Gzula. Am Rabbi Eishia, Al Shem, listen to this, but say a berach Neitz Hashem. Hadad Tabor, Petchila, Aval Besoif Dama Muchayev Loi. Rabbi Yehuda, I guess, Amr ain't a very mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi, Amr ain't mitzvah veira. Amr Rabbi Eila, Eila ha mitzvahs. Vim asisen ki mitzvahsan harei en mitzvahs. Vim lav ain't an mitzvahs. Ad kan. I can't explain every single word in the Rishami, but I get the general gist of things. Is that, what's the name of the game? Rishami's talking about matzah gzula, doesn't say boo, doesn't say a word about matzahschem. It sounds something to do with what? Again, I can't pinpoint exactly what every line means. It's a general problem with the Rishamis. Well, it's our problem, not the Rishamis' problem. But Lamai says something to do with mitzvah over there. But Rabbi say, the Rishami, which is going down the route of mitzvah over there, which is basically the Rambam's presentation, the Rishami draws a distinction and says, not always. Because the Rishami says, "How did the tamer betchila about the safe damim uchayev loy?" So the Rishami almost puts the brakes on this psula mitzvah b'aveira, and says it doesn't always apply. This is no longer the Rush talking, this is already the Rishami talking, which is the end of the Rambam basically talking, and saying, don't tell me all the time that mitzvah b'aveira is a problem. What do those words mean? What is the meaning of that phrase of the Yerushalmi? So the Rush has a fascinating interpretation of that phrase. You go back to the Rush, who acknowledges this Yerushalmi. So the Rush, 4 lines to the bottom, he quotes the Yerushalmi, he says, "Hadu d'teyu b'tchilu v'abasof dam b'chayim." Alma mashba the ain by iser elamishum batzei birich vabediyevet nafik ba. The Rush understood the words betchila versus basof are the Yerushalmi's way. The Yerushalmi's ways of saying what does betchila mean? What word would we use to describe betchila? Lechatchila. What does basof mean? After the fact, we would mean bediyevet. So what the Yerushalmi is saying is, but medva mamurim that you can't eat stolen matzah, that's lechatchila. But b'di'eved, it would be okay. That's what the Rishami would be saying. Well, that would be quite a statement. Now, clearly, this is not in sync with the Rush, because if you really believe that the reason why matzah gzul is no good is that din deraisa based on matzahaschem is reisaseichem lechem. Obviously, there would be no difference to lechatchila and b'di'eved. Nobody would say lulav gozel, b'di'eved is good. That's crazy. So obviously, this is the Rishami speaking, focusing very much on mitzvah b'aveira, and Rishami just said a startling statement. The mitzvah b'aveira is not as good as we thought it was. This is a little bit of a setback for the first couple of sugyas from a few months ago. This interpretation of Rishami seems to be telling us that mitzvah b'aveira is not really b'di'eved. It's not a, if I come and ask Rabbi, should I use the stolen matzah? Rabbi said, no, it's better the chetchila to use other matzah. If you're stuck, if you ate the matzah gzul, but you have it, I'd say, mitzvah b'aveira is one of the chetchila. So I state in the Rishami according to the Bir of the Rush. So the Rush, although he presents this, he says, he's not so sure that that's the end of the Rishami, because the Rush continues. Realize that Rabbi Sumasik be Rishami. Rabbi Yoinam Zohar Me'ein Aver Mitzvah, Rabbi Yosef Aver Mitzvah Aveira. So the last line says, the Evshad, the Hani Amarim Pligi, the Isnu Kevad Lossan, Kvitzvalsan, Ein Mitzvah Yatzadech Avasai. So the Rush says, even though I believe that the Yerushalmi really meant such a very, very Mechudit type of thing, that Mitzvah Aveira is only Lechat Chila, that was at one stage in the Yerushalmi. When the Yerushalmi quotes the subsequent Amarim, who say, Ein Mitzvah Aveira, Ein Aver Mitzvah, Apostle Zohar, what they mean to say is, no. It's about various even with the other. So it comes out the way the Rush is learning Pshat, and the Rush, again, there's not even a Rush really talking, because the Rush doesn't think this whole thing is true. The Rush thinks Pshat is no good for a different reason. But within the world of Yerushalmi, maybe the Rambam, there was a one fleeing Havim, there was a one stage of Yerushalmi's thoughts on Lechachila, and when all the dust settles with the Evan, it's no good either. That's how the Rush learns Yerushalmi. So the Magid Mishnah that we mentioned before says that that's not all what Yerushalmi meant. It's a total misreading of Yerushalmi. The word betchila myself doesn't mean that. The Magid Mishnah, the end of the sixth Emarim comes, where Isi Misha Kasav, the end of the Magid Mishnah. Masha Amru Aval Besayv Damu Chayav Loi, Shema Mina Matzik Zuli Yotzev V'Dievet. Talok Siv Batzaschem. That's the Rush. The Sofer Yerushalmi Inon Yerushalmi. Ella, what happened? As far as we got. Okay, good. I better fill in the rest. Touch about that. Okay, sorry about that. Sorry, guys. What the Magid Mishnah says is, the chilav itself don't mean that. They don't mean the chilav itself. What does the chilav itself mean? Betchila means before you made a shidur. The self means if you made a shidur. What would that mean? Betchila, if you broke into a matzah bakery and you stole matzah, that would be called betchila. That would be a problem of mitzvah babi avera. But if it's basof, namely you stole wheat and you turned ground the wheat up and made it into matzah, you were kind of a shinui, and then domim hupiyavu d'chayiv, you only have to pay the cash. And as the Gemara says, in the beginning of the third parak of Sukkah, once you're kind of with a mitzvah there's no longer mitzvah babi avera. Right? Everyone remember that? Ring a bell? So comes the Magid Mishnah and says, b'tchila means kaidem shinoi. This means acha shinoi. Now, why isn't the chewing itself a shinoi? That we don't know. The same way we didn't know the answer to the Ritva's tied against the Rush. But the Magen Mishnah sticking into the Rishalmi, not like the Rush said that there was one day in the Rishalmi, one possible in the Rishalmi that Mitzvah Aveir is on the Chathchila. That's wrong. All the Rishalmi meant is that it's only a problem if you haven't yet been Kodeh B'Shiri. If you've been Kodeh B'Shiri, then it's history. Then for sure you're okay. Now Rabbi Sai, does everybody agree to this possible Pshat in the Rishalmi? The Rush happens to think Rishalmi meant something else, but are the Rishonim who could not learn this Pshat in the Rishalmi? It would be impossible for those Rishonim to learn Pshat in the Rishalmi. Who remembers? Back to the beginning of the third time. The Rishalmi is assuming that once you're Kodeh B'Shiri, what falls by the wayside? What's history? Once you kind of machine, what's history? It's a very history. It's done. As it said in the beginning of the third parak of Sukkah, right? Really? Did it say that? What did it say in the beginning of the third parak of Sukkah? The Gemara was talking about the lulav of the Avankaris, the guys who got the stolen field, right? So Gemara says, "V'liknu b'shinui Hashem, v'liknu b'shinui Ma'isa." Remember that? So most of the Rishonim looked like Tosfos. Aha, v'lik b'shinui. That means post Shinoi, Mitzvah Aveir falls by the wayside. Right? That was most of the who disagreed? Balamor. What did Balamor learn Pshat in that Gemara? The Gemara said, the Gemara only asked the question because the Gemara was assuming there's no such thing as a Mitzvah Aveir. And that was one of the rides that Balamor we passed like Shmuel, that Taka doesn't exist Mitzvah Aveir. But Imtim Tzeloimah, that there would be a Psula Mitzvah Aveir, it would apply even after Shinoi. That was the Balamor's shot. According to Balamor, by the way, just as an aside, which Gemara reads like a charm according to the Balamor? Even after Mitzvah, even after Shinikar, there's still Mitzvah Bevera? Which Gemara? From a comment Tani Dalin. Remember the Gemara Tani Dalin and Aleph, the guy Taisa something on an uproar. Taisa says, hey, wait a second. Shinui is Kaina, and it's still a problem with Mitzvah Bevera. Gaval Kishrigan. So maybe this was different. Or maybe Dichav Yam. Taisa got all nervous, all bent out of shape over that Gemara, from a comment of Tani Dalin. Balmor says there's nothing to get nervous about. That Gemara is expressing just what the truth is, that Mitzvah Aveir exists even after Shin and Kodeh. Now you remember, hopefully everyone remembers, that we spent the whole sugya with the assumption that after Shin and Kodeh, Mitzvah Aveir falls by the wayside. And based on that, there was a major split between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri about what? Who remembers? Assuming that Shin and Kodeh solved all Mitzvah Aveir problems, what was the Chagas Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri? Does Yush solve all? Remember, if you hold Yish Kainah, does that solve all Mitzvah? Am I bringing back memories? Hopefully, everyone remembers. There's Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, that long, long Taisus and Sukkah of the Kam and Gittin about what's the din of Mitzvah Aveir post Yish Kainah. Is that the same as post Shina Kainah? So everybody, the Bali of Taisus couldn't see anything different. The Bali of Taisus all assumed Pemal Pechod. Everybody agreed that post Kinyan of Shinoi, there's no Mitzvah Aveir. Is that a unique din to Shin and Kodeh, different Chetza? Is that a din of Kinyan in general? That was Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri parted ways. But the basic fundamental premise that post Shin and Kodeh there's no Mitzvah Aveir to speak of, that basic premise was debated by the Balamor. So now comes the Magen Mishnah saying that premise of Tosfos is a Yerushalmi. Is a Befeirush Yerushalmi. Of course, the Balamor would have to read the Yerushalmi. In what way? Maybe the Russian version of the Yerushalmi. I don't know. So there are a lot of interlocking and intertwining, interrelationships of these sugyas. There's a lot of stuff flying around now. So what do we have so far, Bryce? We have Masuzul. What's the din? Masuzul. Yeah, Yaitzik, Nish Yaitzik. So the Rush says, you're not Yaitzik because it's not called Lochem. So we have Ritvot technical problems and Shagas Ayah problems. We have the Sidus of Tevusim, which connected to some of the sugyas of the last week about Lochem with Seifsim and Stevens and Bishusag. That was when you go down the root of the Rosh of the Sugya of Masiv Zula. And then you go down the other root of the Rambam, based on the Rishalmi, it's a Mitzvah Aveir issue. So you run into a whole other bunch of issues. Namely, is it really Mitzvah Aveir? What did the Rishalmi mean? Did the Rishalmi mean the difference in the Chachil B'dievet? Did the Rishalmi mean between Karim Shin Yacha Shinoi? This Chiluk brings back memories of the Taisus, brings back 2 days of Taisus, the Balamores, the Kashas, the Teusa, a lot of stuff flying around, going down the root of the Rambam and the Rishalmi. So we have two very, very different approaches in the Gedolia Rishonim to disqualify Matzah. So far, everyone's disqualified Matzah Zula. I mean, all the Rishonim are disqualifying it. We're just not quite sure why exactly it is possible. Is it possible Al-Fitzah Bavadeira? Is it possible Al-Not-Li-Matzah? At the end of the day, does it make the slightest bit of a difference? La Maisha, does it make any difference whatsoever why Matzah Gzul is no good? Either it's no good after it's a reveal like the Rambam, it's no good because of Matzah like the Rosh. Does anybody really care? Okay, so that you're already taking us into the realm of other kinds of chesronus of lachem. But even sticking with the parasha of Gezula, let's stick to Gezula for a second. So comes the Shekhis Aryeh, and he discovered all this. He put this whole piece together, and he discovered two different tracks in Hashem, the Ram and the Rosh. Not within the fact that the Rosh wrote the Ram or claims the Ram was saying what he said, but the two different tracks, two different mahalchim in the sugya. Comes the Shekhis Aryeh and says, I'm going to raise the following shayla as a test case. Go to the lab as a test case to prove who's right. And what's going to be the case? What's going to be the keveya? Should we change matzah? Go into the realm of moror. What would be the din of stolen moror? Guy goes to a field, steals the lettuce, and now he sits down. Ah, kavaldik matzah or richlu. He's about to eat the moror. Not so simple. Is he yaitin or mitzvah? Not yaitin. What's the shayla? What should the din be? Should it be governed by mitzvah by mevesh or by matzaschem? What's going on? What's the din? So Shekhs makes reference to a sugi in the seventh of the Mamakoyim, it's a sugi b'sach of the Flamet Testament days. But the Gemara raises the following shalom. Boy, Roy, Bechama. Mao Shiyetzi Adam Dechavas B'moro Shemaseh Shem Yishalayim. We thought we were done with the Maseh Shem, so we're right back to where we started. So we have to learn now Roy Bechama's shail about Moror of Maseh Shem. And eventually, more of my Sasheini is going to impact, catch this one, on Matzah Gzula. They sound like they have nothing to do with each other, but everything's going to hinge on this sugya of Rabbi Chama. But Rabbi Chama, more of my Sasheini, Yushalayim Ma. What's the deal? So comes the Gemara and presents as follows. Ali b'du Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Shita was that you can be Yaitse with Matzah of my Sasheini. There's nothing wrong being Yaitse with Matzah of my Sasheini. Who remembers that? We made a big fuss about this. That Rabbi Akiva, the Hilgatana Rabbi Akiva, held you can be Yaitse, even though we hold Maisa Sheni as what? Well, who is sitting on the side and smiling? Who's giving us a big smile now? Even though we paskin Maisa Sheni, you're still Yaitse. The Briskerav quotes from his father. I'm the Tata for Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said that Maisa Sheni doesn't mean it's not yours. It is yours. Right? Didn't we talk about this? No? Okay. Well, last week. So comes going to make the cheshbon. According to Rabbi Akiva, you can be yaitzeh with matzah of Maaseh Sheni, and matzah is much more chomer than moror. Matzah is deraisa b'zmanas. Moror is under our bottom without a korban pesach. And still you can be yaitzeh matzah deraisa. Hashem matzah deraisa nafuk. The moror under our bottom is maya. But anybody question that you can't, for what reason, what possible reason could you disqualify moror from Maaseh Sheni? According to Rabbi Akiva, madach matzah yaitzeh. So what could be wrong with moror? Oh, Rabbi Yosi Aglili is the problem. Why? Because Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that Yitacha can't be Yosi with Matzah Shemaseh Sheni. Why not? Why in the world would Rabbi Yosi Aglili say you can't be Yosi with Matzah Shemaseh Sheni? Any guesses, any ideas before we go on? If I would just tell you, Rabbi Yosi Aglili just arrived. Rabbi Gemara's Rabbi just had enough. Rabbi Yosi Aglili shows up to Karen B'Yavna. We just had it, right? He pops into Kem Yavner, the Tafon saying Shirim, and all of a sudden this young man comes in, his name is Rabbi Yosef, we never heard of him from that the other time, didn't know who he was. And he starts asking kashas and terutzim, and they don't know what to do with him, where'd he come from? And he came from the Galil, that we know. I'm not sure, it was a long trip, but he had to take the bus, all the way from the north, and switch bus to Haifa. Not so simple. He finds his way down to Kem Yavner. So the Hele Gitan, Rabbi Yosef, he walks into the Bismedish one day, and he says, I don't think you could be Yaitse with Matzah Shemaseh Sheni. Everyone's going, what? Rabbi Akiva! Rabbi Akiva said you can be. Nope. In Galil we paskin that you can't. Why not? So if I were to ask you to give me a beer in Rabbi Yosef Luz, I know for a fact Rabbi Yosef Luz says, Tad Rabbanah, Rabbi Yosef Luz says not Yaitse with Matzah Shemaseh Sheni. Why would you say? My first guess would be what? Because it's my Sheni Mom Gavoa. That would be my first guess. So that's wrong. But doesn't say that. Give me another one. Give me another shot. One possibility. Why can't Rabbi Yosef Gluli let you be out to Matzah Shel Maaseh Sheni? I don't have any idea, any clues? No. No, I'm here. I'm eating Matzah Sheni. It's in Yerushalayim. He's not doing it in the Galil. He came to Yerushalayim. What could possibly be wrong with Matzah Sheni? So you are already convinced by Rashi and Chumash, who calls him a chilfa. That wasn't what I wanted yet. Any other creative reasons? I'll tell you what Rabbi Yosef Gluli actually says. Rabbi Yosef Gluli says, Lechem oiniksiv. The word oni has two meanings. Oni means like poor, has multiple meanings. Oni with an aleph means what? Floshen aninus. Even though Rabbi Yosef Gluli was fully aware of the fact that in the Chumash it says with an ayin, the Tosha Rapeh tells us, says Rabbi Yosef Gluli, that aleph and ayins are very close to one another. And licked in the word oni is oni with an aleph, not just oni with an ayin, but oni with an aleph. An aleph also. And therefore, this is a prat, this is the detail of matzah. But the only kind of matzah you can be yaitse with is matzah that can be eaten by aninus. Aninus is a halachic status of a person who just lost a relative. And guess what can't be eaten by aninus? How do you know that? Vishtate. Lachalti v'yoynihi mimehenu. Lo v'yarati mimehenu v'tomei v'losati mimehenu. L'mei shabbat v'loi v'loi v'zizi v'shon shazi v'osani. You always paste it on the next passage. Hashkifim v'am kashukhan. You know why? The very next passage says Hashkifim v'am kashukhan. It's a good joke I'm going to tell. If you listen to the joke, I'll tell you the joke. Hashkifim, the next passage says Hashkifim v'am kashukhan v'am kashukhan. I'll tell you why it's good to know the passage. Now I was in the Chidon HaTanach. I was in Eretz Yisrael. And we're sitting in Binyanei Oma, Yom Ha'atzmaut, sitting up in the front. Menachem Begin was there at the time, and it was they were asking us questions. And one of the questions was from that pasuk, Hashkifa b'Ram Kodeshcha b'Shemayim v'Reiches Amcha Yisrael v'Yesod Hashem Asaf L'Zer. The pasuk about there was a question about the wording of that pasuk. You know, where do we find in the Torah a pasuk about Hashem is Mashkif l'Tova al Eretz Yisrael, something like that. And then there was dead silence. It was on TV. Dead silence. And all of a sudden he heard the judge starting to murmur. He said, okay, levatel et Hashem. Cancel that question. You know why? Because on the stage, there was a big banner at the theme of the day that said, Hashkifa mimom kachcha mevoch. And somebody realized that the answer was right in front of everybody. So it wasn't a fair question. So they nixed that question. So then the place was cracking up, that there was obviously no connection between the people who are writing the test and the people who are writing up the stage. Anyway, but before that pasuk it says, Lo v'chalti v'oini, check it on the archives, 1979, Yom okay, Binyan Yom Lo v'chalti v'oini mimenu, the din is that you're not allowed to eat mashen in the state of aninus. So Zokta b'yaseh glili, you can't eat mashen in the aninus, so then you can't be yati matzah, matzah shemai sesheni. End of discussion. The Kiva said, I never heard of such thing. In my Chumash, it says, an ayin, I'm not allowed to eat mashen in the aninus. Never heard of such a drasha. Rabbi Yosef Gluli has such a drasha. So it's in the background of Rabbi Yosef Gluli's drasha, Rabbi Chaim now begins to raise the question, what would Rabbi Yosef Gluli say about Moror of Maaseh Sheni? So I'll mention tomorrow to 11 o'clock. We'll try to figure out what in the world would Rabbi Yosef Gluli say about Moror of Maaseh Sheni and how that's going to impact in our discussion. Okay, I'll mention tomorrow. Okay. Good. All right. Are we still doing Rambam's or no? Do we know? Are you guys still around?
Good afternoon.
Okay.